The heat had been beating on the blacktop all day. I could feel the softness of the tar as I wheeled the motorcycle into the street. Popped the tar bubble with my shoe, climbed on the bike, turned the gas pet cock to on, tweaked the throttle once and then kicked it. It coughed and then roared to life. The straight pipes talked internal combustion at me. I popped down into first gear and headed into town. The light at the entrance to the highway was red. Well, I stopped for a minute. I could feel the sun rising from the street in the dark southern night. Friday night traffic, in and out. Six exits to go. The other day, a junkie is like a dowsing rod when it comes to heroin territory. I cross into a certain area, I can feel it down to my bent cells. Streets have that slow, busy, if dope areas. People clustered on the corners, bars, candy stores, check cashing places, package stores. Some people in New York had told us about Compton and Charleston. They said the dope trade was controlled by the brothers there. Well, in the Big Apple, New Yorkers have the best stuff. In Lowell, Massachusetts, the Dominicans control coke and spill over into junk. In Boston, Puerto Ricans have the fair street stuff. The Orientals had a real motherlode mindfucker, but it's hard to get an Oriental connection. They only deal to a select few. But brothers are down a couple rungs on a dope ladder in Boston. The feet of the ladder stand on the white junkie. Well, that's how some of the stories go, but you can't believe anything you heard or read when it comes to the racial stuff. They say that dope is the great equalizer. Brings us all down to the same manure pile. Life is like that.